to be the first time back. Play there in college for the Missoula-Illinois game, but it'll be fun to get back, and a lot of relatives and family will be there.
What was your immediate reaction to the Monroe
play? It's just part of the business. I know it's just there. Things happen like that, and Eugene was a great friend of mine, a lot of great friends of people in this locker room, but he's going to do a great job in Baltimore and have a successful career there, and we're going to miss him here. But it opens up an opportunity for Luke to go to the left side and have Austin come in on the right, and they're going to do a tremendous job.
Any trepidation on your part about the offensive line now going through another transition that'll make it harder for you to either be
protected? Like I said, it just gives an opportunity for guys to step up and get reps with the ones. They're going to do a wonderful job this week, get a lot of reps in practice, and they're going to have a great challenge this week in St. Louis going against Chris Long and Robert Quinn. So it's going to be a great opportunity. You got to look at it as a positive, and those guys are going to step up to the challenge.
How much time?
Jessica, you've never used changes as an excuse. Coordinators, coaches, whatever. How do you not get disappointed by the fact your blind side is now?
Luke's going to do a great job. I have all the confidence in the world, and this team's got all the confidence in the world in Luke playing on the left side. But it's going to be changed. There's going to be a new guy next to Rack and a new guy next to Uche, so we're going to have to get a lot of reps in practice to catch up on that missed time.
How much time does it take a quarterback to develop a trust level with his left tackle?
It's a process, and Eugene was my blindside guy for the last 3 years, and he did a great job. He kept me upright, and like I said, it's part of the business. It's a tough deal, but at the end of the day, I trust Dave and Gus are going to make the best decisions for this football team.
So there was a play on third.
After injury, what's your comfort level going to be?
It's going to rise, and this will be the second game back after injury, and I haven't had that since really preseason two. So having a little consistency back there, going out of practice and taking the full workload again, it's going to help me, and it's going to help this football team just to get the timing back and all the rhythm back with the guys.
Him and Gus talked, and they found something in the offense that they liked or wanted to try or do. Are you comfortable with what they're looking at and trying?
Yeah, we're just trying to find ways to play our best football and trying to put guys in the best position to make plays. And it's been a process, and we're diagnosing film on a consistent basis, practice film, game film, what guys do best. And that's all 11 guys in the football field. So we're going to find ways to do that and execute drives.
Reaction, you're going over to the left side. And how did you hear the news first?
You know, heard it last night. You know, got calls from a bunch of different people just talking about it. But, you know, the reaction is just, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity. But, it was a shock hearing it. And, I was excited to play left, but, you know, I wish I had more time, you know, to spend time with, you know, Gene and learn more from him because, you know, that was probably one of my best assets was having him teaching me and being able to watch him in the film room was, you know, that's how I learned the game. I think one of the best ways was just by watching experience that like him play.
But you're going to the left side. You said you wanted a little more time, but do you think you're going to be ready for, it's a few days away, right?
Yeah, you know, I've played the left my entire life, so I've only been on right for a couple months now. So I'm sure today I'll go back to it. You know, there might be a little bit of adjustments, but going out there and doing the walkthrough, I felt pretty comfortable with it all. So excited about all that.
And then you're gonna have a battle on the right side now. Cam and Austin sound like they're gonna battle for the right side spot, and just kind of as this group as a whole working together now. Eugene's gone. A lot of moving parts here, right?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, but we know we have to step up. You know, as a group, we all have to step up. We all have to work together as a group, and that's the thing about the offensive line. It's all five of us have to gel together, and, we have a guy out. We got some pieces moving, but, guys have to step up, and we got to all work together as a group, and we got to improve. So that's the biggest thing.